The Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench heard final arguments on July 30, regarding sentencing for the two men convicted of the manslaughter of a young Pinoka father 3 years ago. Antoine Bull, 19, of Pinoka, was killed in Wetaskiwin on July 8, 2022. He was chased down near a gas station in broad daylight and stabbed 11 times with two weapons, a knife and a broken beer bottle. Originally charged with second-degree murder, Adam Cook, 30, and Morgan Maslin, 23, were convicted of manslaughter on March 24, 2025, at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. During the trial, it was stated the motivation for the altercation was that Bull had allegedly been bullying Maslin, and Maslin wanted it to stop. The court determined Maslin and Cook made a plan to confront Bull and teach him a lesson. Justice Susan Burkov found there was no doubt Maslin and Cook were liable for the victim's death, however, she wasn't satisfied the Crown had proven intent to cause bodily harm that was likely to cause death and found the men guilty of manslaughter. Both accused were present in the prisoner's box as the court discussed sentencing. Manslaughter covers a broad spectrum ranging from near murder to near accident. There are three categories that are distinguished by the degree of intent and circumstances surrounding the death. Defense counsel for Maslin stated a 7-year sentence would be appropriate, arguing for the second category of manslaughter. He said at the time of the offense, Maslin had no criminal record and showed remorse. Offers to plead guilty to manslaughter had been allegedly rejected multiple times, and Maslin had apologized on the record multiple times. He also argued his client had no intent for murder, because Bull would have had to live in order to learn a lesson, to leave Maslin alone, and he didn't have the mens rea, state of mind, for the third category. He further stated his client was young, had been bullied for a good part of his life, has good family support and a high probability of rehabilitation. The defense said Maslin had recently lost his father and had been using marijuana and alcohol. He said Maslin had learned a valuable lesson about dealing with his emotions and alcohol, and said he had some growing up to do. We have a young man that has been dealing with some underlying issues, not in a healthy way, Maslin's lawyer said, adding his client clearly has ADHD. His time in custody will force some maturity on him. Maslin's lawyer stated the only aggravating factor in the case was the group nature of the attack. He asked for credit for Maslin's time spent under house arrest as well as time served in custody. With respect, the Crown is coming in hot and shooting high, he concluded. The Crown argued the elements of the third category had been met and asked for a sentence of 12 years. Both of the accused had testified to knowing the significance of the wounds to the victim's head, chest and neck and that the requirement for the third category to intent to cause, or to put a risk of, life-threatening injuries was met, the Crown argued. The Crown said while there were, off-the-cuff, discussions regarding manslaughter guilty pleas for both accused, there was no information provided regarding evidence and Maslin had argued he should be charged with assault with a weapon. He also disputed the accused had real intent to plead guilty as during the trial, both men testified it was the other man who had used the knife. The Crown conceded while an offer to plead guilty isn't as mitigating as an actual plea, it is relevant, and was a stronger consideration for Maslin than Cook. As both men used edged weapons, they also share the same amount of responsibility regardless of which one delivered the fatal blow, the Crown noted. The Crown asserted the accused had left the victim to die because there was no testimony or evidence given that those in the vicinity were aware Bull needed help. They stabbed him 11 times, walked away and did not help him or call for assistance, one of the prosecutors said. Justice Burkov then gave both accused the opportunity to speak to the court. It's been a long 3 years, I'm sure for the family too, said Cook, as he stood, bracing one arm against the railing of the dock, looking downwards. For the most part, not a day goes by that I don't think about what we did, he said, adding if it would give the family closure, he'd trade places with Bull. At the end of the day, he's still gone, there's nothing I can do, said Cook. He also spoke about hoping for forgiveness from the family and to one day forgive himself. If I could take it back, I would in a heartbeat, said Cook. Maslin, who had appeared to watch intently during the proceedings, said Bull's death was truly unfortunate and was never his intent. He added losing a loved one away was something he wouldn't wish on anybody. Both accused stated they took it hard when they learned Bull had been a father. Berkov reserved her decision on sentencing and a court date was set for August 26 at 10 a.m. Both accused were ordered to appear.